on my couch. I remember begging bitches to fuck him.
Yeah.
So, Big Papa don't mean nothing to me. He know it. He know it. That's why he can't fight me. That's why he can't battle me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can make songs talking exactly about him, and he can't talk about me because
he know.
I'm the one that used to buy him champagne. All that shit he talking, that was me buying him that. He talking about my lifestyle, his album. Because when he was doing his album, he was broke, nigga. I was having money. The shit he talked about was my life. Thug life, that's what he talking about. All that Junior Mafia, them niggas was young motherfuckers that used to hang around that I used to give money to get on a train to go home at night, Little Caesar and all of them.
And Kim and all of
them. Yeah, so now they rapping against me, and you can imagine how I fucking feel.
Mm-hmm.
When I got arrested for Biggie. Them guns in my room was Biggie's guns because them cowards left the room when they heard the police was downstairs, and everybody left their guns in my room. So I got 4 guns in my room. Serial numbers scratched out, and I did not snitch. I took that case. So you can imagine how I feel when I'm in jail for that case, and he out there living a mafia lifestyle, giving me no money, giving me no respect, giving me no tribute, rolling with my road dog who was there when I got shot. I mean, come on, man. I'm not paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paranoid.
Nah,
y'all niggas know what time it is.
Yeah. What it is
that the East Coast drug dealers got them niggas under extortion. I came and fucked up everything. Because I dissed them niggas in the Daily News. They put a hit out on me. When the niggas tried to rob me, which is all they wanted to do, I knew what they told me. That's what they was telling me. Pop. They was sending me messages through my closest road dog saying, Pop, why did you fight them? They was just coming to take your shit. But I wasn't letting nobody take my shit, and I was strapped that day. That's what was, I couldn't put in the bar. I had two double Glocks on it. And when I pulled for my shit, that's when I got shot. And the reason I knew my homeboys set me up is because my homeboys knew I was strapped. The dudes came straight for me. My homeboys is behind the niggas. Like, they running for Trey. My homeboys behind the niggas, and they didn't do nothing. They knew I was strapped. All they had to do was grab the nigga, and I could have bust. But they got guns to these niggas and coming for me, and these niggas just sitting there. And they said, get, and these niggas dropped to the floor. I knew it was a setup. Nobody come downstairs to after them shot.
And then after you shot, now after you shot, you went up there, they looked at you like you was a ghost?
Yo, when I walked upstairs, sway on everything I love, I seen it in their eyes. I can never describe this look until you get shot and you see it yourself. Mm-hmm. Niggas looked at me like this. I walked out the elevator, because I walked out the elevator, I didn't know I was shot in my head or nothing. I wasn't, they said in the vibe interview, I was acting like I was in a movie. Mm-hmm. What they really trying to say is this nigga is raw. I got shot 5 times, came upstairs, did not know I had got shot 5 times. I thought I only got shot once.
Man, dude, it sound like you got a lot on your chest.
Oh, my God. It's been so long since the Bay's heard from you.
And that's why I'm giving it to you straight raw, because you got to go back and tell them the shit that we ain't recording. I'm giving you that, you know, not to tell them the specifics, but you know when somebody calls you and go, yo, why did you do this? You know, they go, trust me, we talk to them, we know, blam, blam, blam. Now y'all know, you know what I mean? Just like they niggas on they radio stations know. Because what I was mad at is that we didn't have a radio station like that. Me and Snoop got okay from 92.3 to start West Side Radio. But I don't want to do it unless it's right. What I really just wanted, I was just proving the point again. I want our radio stations to be true to us, and we'll be true to y'all. Tell us, nigga,
you know,
if you want that type of love, you better give us some commercials every week. We want new shit like they do on the East Coast. New songs, especially for us.
Did you get the copies of West Side Radio?
Yeah,
what do you think?
I love it. That's what I was talking about. That's why now it's not such an important thing for us to do it personally, because somebody is doing it.
Yeah.
But that's all I wanted, was for somebody to have a show like that. Because I'm from New York, and I know how they shows is. They dope. Everybody loves it.
Hey, let's finish. I know you got to do your thing. Wait, hold on. I want to ask you one more question about that, bro. All right. Yo, we back right here with Tupac, you know, just chopping up a little bit. Can't let you hear everything, you know. Some
I'll
stuff.
Put it down, though.
Yeah. My man definitely putting it down. One more thing about Death Row. Now, how does the what's going on with Dre, and how does that affect Death Row as a whole? No, hold on.
Dre's doing his own thing. It don't affect us. My take on what happened was that Snoop was on trial for murder, fighting for his life. Somebody had said that Dre was in the car. The jury believed that. We needed Dre to be there to say he wasn't there. And once they would have saw him, they would have known he wasn't there. And that would have saved Snoop's whole case. Because they would have saw that the witness that had said it was lying. And Dre never showed up. He was too busy. That's how they told me. When they told me that, I was like, well, no matter how dope he is, and Dre's one of my heroes in the music business, but I was like, no matter how dope he is, if you're not down for his homeboy, Snoop, who brought him back when he was just a relic, when niggas was dissing him, you know what I mean? Then I don't want to be a part of him. I don't want to be around him or nothing. Plus, I feel as though what's done in the dark will come to light. It's secrets that everybody's going to find out about that I don't have to play a hate or dry snitch about. That will come out, and you'll find out for yourself, and you'll know why I did it. I swear to God, y'all, I'm living by the rules of the game that y'all, the people, have put down for us to live by.
That's real. Let's talk about other things. Like you told us, you got a soundtrack you working on. You got a new movie, right? Why don't you talk on that?
We got a movie called Gridlock coming out. It's like a mainstream movie. It's me coming back into the theaters with Tim Roth from Pulp Fiction and a gang of other movies. I don't know what the female is, but it's a big name female. I'm the music supervisor for the soundtrack. It's my first chance ever doing something like this. We got Alanis Morissette on the soundtrack. All these big name alternative, supposedly people who I would never get with. I got them all on the soundtrack. Like to show just what kind of range I got, and I'm putting that kind of soundtrack out, and then I'm putting a rap soundtrack out, and I'm gonna do it like a Tupac album, basically, with me doing a whole bunch of solo songs with Snoop on there, doing some songs, Dog Pound, Death Row on there, just to show that, you know, I got a business mind as well as a creative mind, and to show that I also have, you know, besides just rapping, I can do other way, I can make my way in other ways in this business.
That's for real too. Now when you work with Janet, you know, I was wondering if maybe you could hook me up with her number if you did you pursue it.
Dog, on everything I love, if anybody finds Janet, tell her I'm looking for. That's why I said that shit in my song when my mind's made up, Forgive Me Janet, because I feel like she got her shit all twisted. People done made her my enemy. She ain't my enemy. Uh-huh. I ain't mad at her, you know what I mean? But I want her to know that, you know, it ain't even like that, you know? She met me at a time of my life when I was real immature. I was coming up, going through a lot, you know? Now she probably see me in a whole different light. Maybe not, maybe she would, but I want that opportunity. So when I see Janet, I'm going to try to make right what we made wrong.
All right. Well, I'll be right there with you, bro.
Call me, man. I'll call you
there. Yeah, let's hook that up. Hey, now, I'm going to ask you another question. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself? 5 to 10 years from now, what do you see yourself, what do you see yourself doing?
I see myself having a job on Death Row, owning stock at Death Row, being an A&R person, an artist that could drop an album like Paul McCartney every 5 years. You know, not even like Paul McCartney, but there's no rapper who ever did it, so I have no one to use to say like. But, you know, that type of thing where I could just do it at leisure. And, you know, when my music will mean something and I drop deeper shit. That, I have my own production company, which I'm close to right now, doing my own movies, have my own restaurant, which I got right now, with Alanis and Suge and Snoop. And just expand. I'm starting to put out some calendars. I got a publishing company and put out some calendars for charity. I'm starting a little youth league in California so we can start playing some East Coast teams, some Southern teams, some, you know, Midwest teams, you know, have like a little league, like a Pop Warner league, but the rappers fund it. And the rappers are the head coaches, you know what I mean? Have a league where you could get a big trophy with diamonds in it for a nigga to stay drug free and stay in school, and that's the only way you could be on the team. And we have fun and eat pizza and have the finest girls there and throw concerts at the end of the, you know what I mean? That's what I mean by giving back. You know what I mean? Not being who I am, but by using what I got to give back, to give back.
All right. And in closing, you know, you got a lot of people, fans that's listening to you right now that don't really get a chance to talk to Tupac up and close and personal like we kicked it today. But if it's anything you want people to know about Tupac, what is it you like to say?
Number one, when I diss y'all, meaning this, I mean like when you come up to me and I'm not giving you the kind of reaction that you think I should be giving you, it's not because I'm ungrateful. It's because I'm nervous. I'm paranoid. I just got out of jail. I've been shot. I've been cheated and lied and framed, and I just don't know how to deal with so many people giving me that much affection. I've never had that in my life. So if I do that, don't take it personal. Try to understand me and see it for what it is. Now I understand what it's truly like to be like, not that I'm a fine ass nigga, but I understand what it's like to be a fine female going in the club and all the guys just rush you. before you ready to be rushed. You know what I mean? And everybody's touching you before you ready to be touched. So now I have a better understanding what it's like to be a woman. But I also have a better understanding on fans not making me do things. I'm going to do it because I love y'all, because I do appreciate what you did. But when you make me do it, I don't want to do it. I don't care how many albums you bought. You know what I mean? My fans to me are people who follow me and is down for me, understand me. And no matter what people say, they know me because they know my actions. They follow me through my career. Not people who just bought my album, because anybody, I buy albums all the time, but I just buy it to listen to. You know what I mean? And if you buy my album, you bought it for the music. You didn't buy it for when you see me, I just break down and start eating you out. You know what I mean? So I don't like that. Don't start, you know, extorting me for your autograph and shit. You know what I mean? I'm real. I give autographs when I want to. Not because I'm all that, because I'm tired. And I want to be in this game for a long time. I don't ever want to hate the fans. And that's what these other niggas do. See, they might give you autographs all the time, but they hate you. And they don't even look at you like people. I do look at you like people. That's why I feel as though I can look you in your eye and go, yo, I don't feel like doing that right now. I don't feel like signing the autographs. And you should understand. Because I'm looking at you like a human being. Let's kick it. Let's not take pictures. Let's just kick it. Do that. I want some females to do that. Just come up to me and be like, Pop, look. Because every female want to come up to me and be like, I know you think I'm like everybody else. And treat me bad and tell me no. Be the opposite way. Everybody doing that. Everybody trying to show me how much they not attracted to me. Do the opposite. Because, you know, these ghetto girls, these minority women is what I call them. Them the only women I could get. Everybody else scared of me. They parents are telling them not to mess with me. So y'all can't fade me. Y'all can't turn on me. Don't change on me. Stay down for me because I stay down for you. And don't extort me and let's just do it forever.
There it is. Tupac Shakur kicking on the set right here.
Want to ask about the new two projects you have coming out. Can you ask me a little bit about that? Like the new single, okay. Like the videos.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, you got a big marketing plan coming out with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll edit that in.
Okay.
All right. Well, you want me to
ask him, like, you know, this project he's doing with Jodeci?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, Pac, why don't you talk about the project you're doing with Jodeci right now?
How do you want it?
Man.
My next single is going to be How Do You Want It? America's Most Wanted. Hit 'em Up. And California Love, the version that people never could buy, you know what I mean? And Hit 'Em Up is the song which is a classic hip-hop record, meaning a straight battle record to all the Bad Boy staff, you know what I mean? From Puffy to Biggie to Lil' Kim, all of them. And them too, because they've been talking a lot of shit, and I got them. I got songs to them. I got this song called When We Ride On Our Enemies, and I'd be like, nigga, you barely living. Don't you got sickle cell? See me have a seizure on stage. You ain't living well. Hell, how many niggas want to be involved? See, I was only talking to Biggie, but I'll kill all of y'all, then ball. And that's the truest shit I could ever have written, because these niggas in Mobb Deep is little kids. When I was in jail, when they came out with that song, where they was like, Thug Life, we still living it. You know, when that song that they had, they was talking about, yeah, they was like, Thug Life, we still living it. I took it as a diss. So from jail, I'm calling my little homies in Atlanta like, yo, they got a show out there. Get with them busters. So my homeboys rolled them niggas like, what's up? The niggas was cowards. In the car, like, looking forward, like, they didn't see my homeboys going, Thug Life, motherfucker. What's popping? You know what I mean? So I hate niggas like that. And these are some young busters who's getting souped up by they block to come up against a motherfucker they don't even know. Mobb Deep, you know, like I know, I'll swallow them. Now, if this was somebody I couldn't fuck with, I'd tell you. But Mobb Deep, I'll swallow them niggas. I will have a train on them niggas. You know what I mean? One of them niggas got sickle cell. He barely breathing. He don't even want to see me. He'll have a fucking seizure. They both weigh like 100 pounds. They don't. My little homies is attacking them. That's why I ain't even addressing the Mobb Deep issue, because they not even on my level. I find it disrespectful that they even think they can attack me or the West Coast. So I don't even address them little buster-ass babies. And please print that, because it is on and popping. And when I say it's on and popping, I mean when I see the niggas in the spot, it's on and popping. I'm not one of them fake diss record writing motherfuckers. Only time I won't rush a motherfucker is because he straight up told me he got respect for me. He don't want no drama, because I ain't no bully. I'm not just going to beat no motherfucker up because the crowd want to see it. You know what I mean? If you don't see me rushing them, that means because they bowed down. Now, the Mobb Deep fools, they don't want it. Chino XL, Mobb Deep, Bad Boy, Biggie, Little Caesar, Junior Mafia, all of them is on our hit list, and I'm getting with them. I got a new clique called The Outlaws. They got an album coming out. It's some Jersey dudes keeping that East Coast flavor popping. It's some West Coast dudes, Southern dudes. It's the epitome of what I represent. You know what I mean? I got Big Psych from Thug Life, the solo project. We got How Do You Want It with Ron Hightower doing the directing with me. And we got all porno stars. We got all porno stars. I got somebody from people from the Bay. I got Nina Hartley from the Bay. Champagne. Yeah. All porno stars. It's the big time shit. Then we just did a video for America's Most Wanted, which is a classic diss video. We got a Biggie. We got Piggy. We call him P.I.G. in the video. And Buffy in the video. And it's just dope. People going to be talking about that video because, you know, I'm dissing them niggas. And How Do You Want is just the dirtiest, nastiest video I've ever done. I got a Playboy version, a regular version. We got nudity, everything. It's just the most amazing video you ever see. We doing that. We doing a video for All Eyes On Me, I Ain't Mad At You, All About You.
Oh, yes.
You know, I got all the money in the world, so we finna put it out. Not me personally, but the record company. So we definitely behind the project, and we gonna put it out. Then after Get Real Slow, I'm gonna release a home video with, like, Ambitious as a Rider and a couple of the hardcore songs.
That's my favorite one. That's the one I listened to over. And track number one on the first disc. That's my song.
I just did a remix for What's Your Phone Number, which is, like, I did all new lyrics. I took that MC Light beat that she got out, Keep On Moving Up. Did a remix off of that with that. It's so freaky, you will not believe it. I did, like, I got a whole new album out ready that I'm just holding for the soundtrack. All clean, all positive, all in the verge of, like, Keep Your Head Up, Britta's Got a Baby, that type of stuff, you know, just to show the range I got. You know, I put out a hardcore double album, and now I'm going to put out an introspective, like a Me Against the World Part 2, because that's what I think my fans is looking for, and I know what you're looking for, and I just want to do, as long as you supported my plan, which you have, now I'm going to show you that I appreciate it, and I'm going to give you the album. You ain't even got to pay a lot. Like, the double album is not a lot. All them songs is not a lot. You know what I mean? It was straight love, just to show that rappers could do whatever we want to.
Yeah, you want to ask about, like, rapper Forte?
Oh, yeah. So, damn, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's okay. All right. Hey, yo, Pac, you gave a lot of love back to some Bay Area artists like E-40, Forte, you know, Drew Down, and the whole crew. Talk about what made you decide to work with them.
Because I can't always be in the Bay, and I know how the Bay is. The Bay is the type of people, man, if you ain't there, they're going to talk about you. So I want them to know I love you, I feel you, I'm representing for you. So I know I got a certain amount of acclaim and everything, so I bring the Bay with me. I know E-40 is what I was when I was with Digital Underground. He is the Bay right now. You know what I mean? Him and Forte. So I get them on my arm, and that represent the Bay, and it shows that we still all love and still all good, and we, by us being the representatives, we bring the Bay where we go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Forte, he always been raw to me, and I like his style. When I was in jail, I used to listen to his stuff, so when I got out, we clicked, we did the song. Now he in jail, and I gotta do what he did for me. When I was in jail, he used to send out shout outs and say I support me and everything. Now I support Forte. Everybody pray for him and send letters, and I hope brother get out of jail as soon as possible and get back to his chips, cause you know it's all a struggle for every young black man. Forte, you know how it is, only God could judge us.
All right, let's end it, huh?
Okay.
That was a good drop. Wait, hold on, let me say.
Go ahead and end it.
All right. All right.
Was there anything else that you wanted to cover?
No, I'm straight.
Okay. Yo, we've been sitting here talking with Tupac, and you know, like I said in the beginning of our conversation, I want to commend you on all your accomplishments, and not only that, the fact that you've had all these obstacles and demons that you had to deal with, but for some reason, you know, you've been blessed enough to prevail. And, you know, no matter what y'all believe or what you hear from the media, this brother got his head together, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's always going to come out on top. And I appreciate you letting us come down here, brother.
I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to clear all that stuff up. And I'm going to represent for y'all, and I'm going to always give you the opportunity to ask me whatever questions you want to ask me, whatever way you want to ask me without me tripping. And on the same token, I want y'all to always, just when I give you the story, now it's up to you, because you are our reporters. It's up to you to give it without putting me in jail through what I told you, you know what I mean, without giving out the facts. It's up to you to let the people know what's really popping, what's really going on.
So what we going to do, we going to play back what we recorded the way you said it, you know, so it'll be Tupac words, all right?
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
joint right here.